Dear friends, I do not know about you, but it is usually about the end of January that all my New Year's resolutions begin to unravel. For many people, New Year's resolutions often include a commitment to diet. This fall, I invited any priests who desired to join me by participating in what is best described as a spirituality of eating program developed by a member of our Archdiocese, Suzanne Fowler. The program is entitled Light Way, One King. Light Way is not a diet that restricts or limits one from eating a particular food group. It's not about self-discipline. It is rather shining the light of our faith on the decisions that we make every day about what and how much we eat. It is a 12-week program. Our small priest group completed the first half of the program before Christmas. We have just resumed our weekly meeting in mid-January and will complete our sessions about halfway through Lent. What I really enjoy about Light Way is it's not so much about denying myself of things I like to eat, but it is recognizing my choices of how much I eat, when I eat, and what I eat are connected to my life of faith. Suzanne encourages Light Way participants not to sacrifice flavor or quality for quantity in our eating choices. Light Way is very much about portion control, not overeating, or expressed another way, eating more than I need to refuel my body. It is about not eating when I'm not really hungry. It's about not turning to food for comfort instead of God. Light Way has made me conscious how food, for me at least, can become an idol. When I'm anxious or feeling overwhelmed by challenges that I'm facing, I can turn to food, eating something that I enjoy, rather than turning to God in prayer for strength and consolation. One of the aspects that I enjoy the most about Light Way is that it is very scripturally based. It is fascinating how frequently the Bible speaks about food. It was, after all, one of the ways in which the devil tempted Jesus after his 40 days of fasting. Light Way also acquaints participants with some of the stories of heroic saints. Reflecting on the sacrifices made by the church's martyrs places in perspective the rather small renunciations required in not overeating or choosing not to eat when you are not really hungry. Light Way invites participants to draw upon the spirituality of St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who recognized making what may appear to be small or inconsequential sacrifices can be a means for glorifying God and interceding for the needs of others. Light Way aims at strengthening one's prayer life by providing a very helpful framework for morning and evening prayer. The program promotes a daily examination of conscience that includes reflecting upon our eating choices for the day. It helps to place what we choose to eat as part of the spiritual battle that we are all engaged with every day. Is God first in our life? Are we striving to be good stewards of our bodies, recognizing them as living temples that carry the very life of God? Do we turn to God for comfort and consolation, or rather to so-called comfort food? With Light Way, there are no weigh-ins, but it is meant to be done as a group. By participating in weekly meetings, participants both challenge and support each other in their efforts to give God dominion over their eating choices. Though I've lost a few pounds, I'm not exactly the poster child for Light Way, or for that matter, healthy eating. However, I do recommend the program. Lent is an ideal time for a parish to sponsor a Light Way group. However, with Lent only a few weeks away, it may be difficult to form a group for the beginning of Lent. It could be started midway through Lent and continue through the Easter season and even into the resumption of ordinary time in the church's liturgical year. Light Way is a great resource to become better stewards of our bodies. The program helps participants recognize how everyday choices that we make regarding what we choose to eat and not to eat can be a means for glorifying God and interceding for the needs of others. It is also about acknowledging Jesus as the King and Lord of every aspect of our lives. If you are interested, I encourage you to Google Lightway One King and explore for yourself the information about the program. Perhaps the Lord is calling you to contact your pastor about the possibility of organizing a group for your parish. I think you'll find Lightway a spiritually enriching experience for yourself, and you may be the instrument God uses in making this spiritual resource available to other members of your parish. Thanks for listening, and God bless.